Tessa Down, you have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon to you. Kindly allow me to express my delegation's immense appreciation to the organizers for affording the Republic of South Sudan an opportunity to attend and address this august meeting in this beautiful city. I would equally wish to profoundly thank the Peace and Democracy Program of Parliamentarians for Global Action, PGA, and its director, without whose magnanimous support the South Sudanese delegation would have not been able to attend this important annual gathering. I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the efforts of several friends of South Sudan who have tapped us gently on the shoulder several times in the recent past, urging us to accelerate the process of acceding to the Oslo Convention of Cluster Munitions, the Chemical Weapons Convention under the auspices of the OPCW, and of course, the all-important Biological Weapons Convention, whose state parties are assembled here today. Mr. Chairman, spectacular technological advances and mass movements of people have reduced the world we live in today to a mere global neighborhood in which no state can single-handedly protect its citizens and soil without the collaborative efforts of the entire neighborhood. Newcomers to this neighborhood, such as South Sudan, are in dire need of bilateral and multilateral agreements to complement their national efforts aimed at confronting security challenges within and outside state borders. Hence, cognizant of the imperative to rid the world of weapons of mass destruction, including biological weapons, South Sudan has taken official measures to accede to all conventions that seek to ban the production, stockpiling, and the use of weapons of mass destruction. As a first step, the Council of Ministers of the Republic of South Sudan in August 2017 approved the accession of the country to both the Chemical Weapons Convention and the 1997 Oslo Convention on Cluster Munitions. The Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation in our Parliament remains seized with the matter. The presence in this meeting today of Dr. Alma Jerfiziak, a member of our Parliament and also a member of PGA, is a strong testament to my country's commitment to global efforts to rid the world of weapons of mass destruction, particularly biological weapons. Mr. Chairman, I would like to reiterate to this august gathering the very assurances we made to the OPCW last December that the Republic of South Sudan has no reason to sit on the fence while the community of nations labors tirelessly to rid the world of weapons of mass destruction. As a landlocked country, which shares porous borders with six other countries, South Sudan is mindful of possible illicit activities by non-state actors who have easy access to easily weaponized pathogens which can maim and kill large numbers of people. As the renowned American journalist Barton Gilman notes poignantly, that there is almost no prospect of detecting a pathogen until it has been used in an attack. It is our collective responsibility, therefore, not to wait until such an attack occurs. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to reaffirm South Sudan's unequivocal commitment to the achievement of the universality of the Biological Weapons Convention. It is our conviction that our participation as an observer in this important meeting will accelerate the process of South Sudan's accession to the three existential conventions. It is our expectation also that the universalization of the Biological Weapons Convention will not only enhance national and global efforts to counteract the insidious asymmetric warfare which is currently waged by non-state actors in many of our own backyards, but it will also advance our national efforts to achieve important goals, including the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. I thank you for your kind attention.